Shane, I take it the clean sheet means as much to you as the two goals?
Yeah, it was just one of them where we had to concentrate. It wasn't really a battle where we've had to proper defend. It was concentrated on. We don't give none stupid away, and that was the most important thing tonight. And got a little bit where in the end where it was a bit nervy, but it was alright.
What kind of opposition were they?
It was tough. It was difficult because I don't think they really threatened much, and they kept the ball that second half, but never with anything. And just for us, it was like a concentration thing. They not give them a silly chance. Listen, they're going to get. They try, but sometimes a little bit more quality is too much for them.
When you score a goal in 90 seconds, was that kind of boosty, or are you thinking need to really batten down here and work really hard?
No, we said we wanted to go out for a good start, quick start, try and dust them away and get the game done early. We probably wanted a third, settle everyone down a bit, but didn't come. We were huffing and puffing, but just didn't come, and seen it out well enough in the end. It was comfortable.
Manager signs a new deal. He's made you a proper international player, so you must be delighted with that.
Yeah, top manager, and delighted they stay. And he's brought success to their country, and for everyone saying anything about him, he's brought success, and we're one game away from nearly going for a playoff the World Cup, so delighted this year.
He's kept a very experienced backroom team as well. Jim McDonald, an experienced keeper at international level, Roy Keane, don't need to describe him, and Steve Walford has always been with him at a lot of his clubs.
Yeah, they're brilliant. Their key party will tell you the same. They keep heart to him, and it's not just him, it's everyone, the backroom staff, and behind closed doors it's an important thing, behind a team, and everyone sticks together here.
What about Wales now?
Yeah, bring it on.